All right, as we look to the Word of God today, we've been ministering on the Holy Ghost, amen? And we want to continue today ministering on the Holy Ghost, amen? And we're going to get into the promise of, you know, who it's for and how long it's to be. There are people that are preaching that went away at Pentecost. It only happened one time, but I believe they missed the purpose of God. But we're going to get in that in just a few minutes. Let's invite the Lord to come and bless us here today and pour out his Spirit and manifest himself in our midst today. Lord, we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the only name under heaven's skies wherein a man can be saved. And we come to you in that name and ask you to anoint all that we do, speak to our hearts, Lord, to continue to minister to us, amen. And let this anointing be a twofold anointing. Anointing as the word goes out, anointing as men and women receive it and hear it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The promise of the Holy Ghost was given in Luke, the 3rd chapter, in verse 16. And John answered, saying to them, all I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the lashes of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloosen. Amen. He said, he's mightier than I am. Amen. And he comes. Amen. And the lashes of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. Luke, the 24th chapter, and in verse 49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Amen. And then John in the 14th chapter in verse 16, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Amen. These are the promises. These three categories of scriptures here, all three deal with the promise of the Holy Ghost coming. Amen. And we covered in some of the other messages, we covered how that they were to tarry at Jerusalem, amen, and they would receive power after that which the Holy Ghost had come upon them, amen. Then we find, according to the Word of God, amen, we find in the 2nd chapter of Acts, and we look at verse, well, let's just read it all the way down through verse 4. The key verse here is verse 4. But in the first verse, it said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Now, they were waiting for that which God had told them. Amen. And they were waiting, amen, approximately, seven weeks, I believe it was. They had waited 49 or 50 days for this to take place. And they were tarrying, they were in one mind, one accord, amen, and in one place. Verse 2 said, and suddenly, amen, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. I think one of the reasons that we're not seeing the manifestations of the Holy Ghost in a lot of churches is nobody is willing to tarry anymore. Amen. Most services, they run in and run out. Amen. And there's no depth to it. There's no substance to it. Amen. They don't give God a chance to move. Amen. And if God don't come and do what he does in his 15 minutes of time, amen, they off to something else. And we've put forth everything in the world in the house of God. Amen. And, you know, we've got into all this drama stuff, amen? Now, there's some good in that, and there's a place for it. But the church world, the Pentecostals, have swallowed it hook, line, and sinker, amen? And now they're all based around drama, amen? We're having a drama. The Bible did not say that men would be converted by the drama play, amen? God said, by the preaching of the word. by the preaching of the word, amen, by the foolishness of preaching, amen, that is anointed preaching, that's been anointed by the Holy Ghost, amen, and it has to have truth, because the Holy Ghost will not anoint it if it don't have truth, amen. If it's not based in truth, the Holy Ghost will not, amen, and cannot anoint it, amen. So we've got to have the truth of God's word, amen, and it has to come, amen, from somebody that, amen, that desires God's will and wants a move of God, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for a move of God, amen. I'm hungry for God to move and to speak, amen. And I believe if we tarry before him, just as they did at Pentecost, I believe God will come, amen. Now then suddenly came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as by fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. I've got a book in my library by M.H. Kennedy, an overseer that I worked under way back in the early 70s. Amen. Brother M.H. Kennedy was an anointed man of God, full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he written this little simple book. And it said, you know, basically the reason I know it's real, because it happened to me. Amen. We've got all these preachers running around here saying it happened at Pentecost. Amen. And amen. They've never got prayed through where the Holy Ghost can anoint them. They've never got their life straight to wherein God can move in their life. And they don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't have tongues. And they stand up. Amen. I heard a man preaching just the other week on radio. And he said that he had found out that, amen, that people that professed to have the Holy Ghost and talk to tongues was demon possessed. Amen. Amen. I said, oh boy, you better watch, because you're going to seal your soul to eternal hellfire and damnation. Amen. Because if you contribute the works of the Holy Ghost to the devil, you doom your soul. Amen. It will not be forgiven you in this world. Amen. And I know a lot of nominal type preachers that don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They say, well, the only way you can blaspheme the Holy Ghost is reject Jesus. That is true. But if you reject the Holy Ghost, you reject the whole thing. And if you contribute it to the devil, amen, then God says, amen, that's it. I ain't fooling with you no more. I'm going to doom your soul unto a devil's hell. Amen. But we got preachers preaching from the pulpit, amen, that the Holy Ghost is not real, the tongues is not real, and they come around, one organization comes around with the attitude, well, I just want you to know that you got all of it you could get when you got saved, amen. Well, that's a lie of the devil, amen. You can get all of it, but most people don't know about it. And how are you going to get something, amen, that, amen, that they're not preaching to you, they're not teaching to you, amen. And the cloud that's over our county right here in Virginia, the cloud is over this county that people have denied the Holy Ghost, and they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And God said, from such turn away, amen. But that's what's taking place, amen, in the world today. They're saying it's not real. They said it only happened on Pentecost, amen. You know, if you talk in tongues, you're the devil. That means all these people at Pentecost was of the devil then, doesn't it? Amen. If that be case, amen. So these preachers that get up and preach that tongues is of the devil, that the Holy Ghost is of the devil, they box themselves in and make a liar out of their own selves, amen. Because the Bible tells me, amen, if you set out to deceive, you will become deceived, amen. Deceiving and being deceived, amen. So when you set out preaching a falsehood, amen, that falsehood reaches back and laps you up and takes you over, amen. If God plainly said the people at Pentecost talked in tongues when they received the Holy Ghost, and you say talking in tongues is of the devil, then you're saying God's of the devil. You're saying the word of God's of the devil. You're saying the whole thing about the church is of the devil. Amen. And that won't quite line up to God's word. Amen. That makes a liar out of you. Amen. People have been deceived, amen, into thinking and listening to the preaching, amen. And it takes a committed life, amen. And the Bible says that men are lovers of darkness more than light, amen. And I ask myself here in this county, amen, we've got all these folks that you'll talk to during the week, and they'll say, well, I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the old-fashioned move of God, but they drag a cigarette out. Amen. They drag a cigarette out. Amen. And, you know, they don't mix. Amen. But the reason that people fall back into churches that don't preach the Holy Ghost, that don't preach sanctification, because it's easy. Amen. It's easy to go to a church, amen, that literally tells you that you don't have to be sanctified. You can go ahead and smoke all the cigarettes you want. You can go on and do all the sin you want, because you don't need this. You don't have to have this because you got the Holy Ghost when you got saved. Oh, but you won't ever talk in tongues because that went away at Pentecost. Amen. And my friend, amen, that's a lie right out of the pit of hell. And people are swallowing it hook, line, and sinker, but they're swallowing it because they want to swallow it. Amen. You know why people in this county that once had the Holy Ghost talked in tongues and shouted under the power of God are sitting in dead churches? Amen. It's because they want to. Amen. Amen. I live in the same town. I live in the same community. I get up and breathe the same air every day. But I believe in the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. I believe in the tongues that God spoke through his people. And I believe he's still speaking today. Amen. And I'm praying. I'm kind of like a Noah in this community. I'm praying for God to reveal himself and move to these people. Amen. Because I know destruction is coming if people don't obey God. Amen. How long? God said he will not always strive with his people. Amen. He delivered. Listen. He delivered. Amen. Noah. Amen. And his children. Amen. And their wives. Amen. I believe there was eight of them to a fact. He delivered them out and let the flood came. Amen. What is the story we hear preached of Sodom and Gomorrah? Abraham prayed that God would deliver. Amen. And let Lot, amen, be delivered. You know the story. Amen. Lot, amen, and his wife started out, but she looked back because she desired the things that was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And a lot of folks today are looking back into the world because they desire the things of the world more than they do God. Their love of pleasures, amen, said love, instead of being lovers of God. Days without number, he said, my people have forsaken me, amen. And this is what is going on, amen. You can have as much of God today as you want. You can be full of the Holy Ghost if you want, amen. And we hear people say, well, I was scarred. Amen. I've heard that garbage till I'm sick of it. I was scarred when I was a child. Amen. Get over it. Get the Holy Ghost. Get sanctified and get prayed through. Amen. Glory to God. You tell me something 40 years ago causes you now not to stand up and serve God. Amen. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. Rebuke that devil. Set your foot on it and rise up, forgetting those things that are behind you, pressing forward. Amen. Towards the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is one of the deadest towns that I've ever been in. I was in Florence, South Carolina years ago, and one of the preachers down there, amen, he said, oh, it's dead here. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. We had a landslide meeting there, stayed there for weeks. Amen. Because there was people hungry. Amen. I've asked the people of this community, if you want the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, come to these meetings that we hold, amen. And only just a handful want to come and be a part of it, amen. And they go sit back in their dead churches in their spirits of complacency, amen. And they go sit under doctrines and teachings that teach against the Holy Ghost. We're trying to unite the Holy Ghost filled ministers and churches here in this community. And I tell you something, amen. God's making a last sweep through here. Amen. Jesus is coming. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. If the power to nine seem right way, people have their way, they won't be no move of the Holy Ghost in Hillsville, Virginia. They will be a form of godliness that denies the power of and Ichabod to be placed over the churches. Amen. They lead people into a prayer of salvation, but tell them it's all right to smoke and drink and cuss and do all the things that they did before they got saved. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Jesus said you can't see the wind, but you can see the effect in the trees. Amen. You can't see this spirit, but if it blows your direction, it'll change your life. It'll drop the cussing. It'll drop the drinking. It'll drop the smoking. It'll drop the perversion. It'll drop all the filth. Amen. It'll sanctify it out. Grub it out at the roots and clean it out. And you'll be walking right, upright before the Lord. Amen. And the power and anointing of God will be falling on your soul. Amen. Glory to God. It's real, it's real. I'm like Brother M.H. Kennedy. I know it's real because it happened to me. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I've seen my lights about go out in death two or three times. And the Holy Ghost would come up in me and quicken me. Amen. I had both my eyes blowed out in an explosion years ago. And God asked me, amen, did I want to see or be blind? He asked me, he said, what you doing? They'd come and call for the rescue squad people to come and get me. And I couldn't see, but I felt my way. Amen. I asked a brother, I said, can you take me over to my truck? And I felt my way. I remember leaving my keys in the switch. And my thought was some kid is liable to get in that truck while they take me off the hospital. I better get my keys out of the truck. I wasn't concerned about locking it. I wasn't worried, really worried about the truck. I was just worried that some kid would start it and run over somebody. Amen. As I reached to get those keys, the Holy Ghost said to me, what you doing? Amen. What you doing? And before I could say what I was doing, because God was reading my thoughts, I was thinking I'm getting these keys out because they've taken me in to the emergency room here, and I'm getting the keys so these kids won't get in this truck and somebody get hurt. See, I was thinking that in my mind. God knew he was reading my thoughts, and God simply said, you want to be blind or you want to see? I hollered and told them to call the ambulance and cancel their service. We wouldn't be needing it. Amen. Amen. I was burnt to a crisp. Amen. My whole face peeled. Amen. My eyes. Amen. Finally. Amen. Finally, by the time it come to preach on Sunday morning, finally, I had enough glimpse that I could see to get around. Couldn't see to read or anything. I couldn't really see hard enough to just get through the door. Amen. Amen. And I preached. I preached every service. Amen. And day by day by day, amen, I got better. Amen. I watched the Holy Ghost move and quicken within me. Amen. I could go experience after experience where the Holy Ghost quickened. Amen. And I began to speak in tongues with the mighty power and utterance because he knows how to pray a prayer that I don't know how to pray. Amen. And in these sessions, amen, of the Holy Ghost, we're going to be preaching on it for several messages. We'll get into all the understanding of the diversities of tongues. Amen. See, most people are blinded and literally stupid when it comes to the Word of God. And they say, well, God said you can't talk in tongues without there's an interpretation. Woo! They just put up a sign and said, I'm ignorant of the Word. Amen. When you say you can't talk in tongues without an interpretation, you're saying you're ignorant to the Word. Because the Bible says, amen, there are 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Bible said the diversities of tongues. So you're saying you're ignorant to understand the Word of God. All you know about is one kind of tongue. Amen. And Paul said, amen, you know, in the church. And they said, whoa, Paul was talking about talking in tongues. Paul was talking about if you're preaching, amen, and somebody jumps up and interrupts the message, interrupts the service, amen. God said there's supposed to be an interpretation, amen, to that message that comes. Amen. But if it's an intercessory tongue, if it's a tongue that is a prayer language tongue, amen, and praying that intercession to God, and we'll get into that. It'll take a whole message to cover that, amen. But let's go on and look at, and we will cover an entire section on tongues, amen. But here it says that they were filled with the Holy Ghost as the Spirit gave utterance. That key right there is the utterance, and we will deal with that in some of the other messages, amen. But they spoke as the Spirit, amen, gave them utterance. There are a lot of people rattling in tongues. It's just no utterance of the Spirit, amen. Amen. I've told people to sit down and shut up. I've rebuked people, amen, because it was flesh. It was a manifestation of the flesh, amen. And so many preachers, and we've got an entire wholeness organizations that won't let nobody talk in tongues because they don't have enough sense to get in the Word and pray through and understand how it works. So they're afraid of it, and they say, well, we won't allow that. Amen. Amen. I heard a preacher preach the other day and said, all prophecies are done away with. There's no such a thing as a prophet or a prophetess anymore. Amen. God has done away with that. Amen. There again, they run up a flag. They run up a big flag up on the highest flagpole in town saying, I'm ignorant. Amen. A lot of preachers would be better off to keep their ungodly mouth shut because every time they open it, they wear a badge of how ignorant they are. Amen. Somebody said, you're abrupt. Somebody gonna have to get abrupt. Somebody gonna have to get real to this world and tell them they're on a slide to hell. They're on their way to a devil's hell because they have denied the power of the Holy Ghost. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Amen. You denied the power of the Holy Ghost because of your ignorance. Amen. Read the book, read the Word. Amen. Glory to God. Hell, I'm like some of these folks, and let's go on over and let's deal a little bit on the promise of this thing. Amen. Who all is to? Amen. And how long it's going to last? Amen. I get carried away and not cover this last thought, but I need to cover this last thought. Amen. Amen. I'm so appalled that preachers that call the Holy Ghost of the devil, call tongues of the devil, and say it can't happen anymore. Amen. It grinds in my spirit. Amen. I want to smack that devil back to hell where it come from. Amen. Because that's what's causing the church, the destruction of the church today, is they're denying the Holy Ghost. Amen. Acts 2 and 39. Here after the day of Pentecost had come, Holy Ghost had been preached, amen, and the message was being preached by Peter, amen. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, and wants to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's verse 38. That's one of the verses they used to say, well, you get it when you get saved, amen. Well, did these folks get the Holy Ghost when they got saved? Or did they just get saved in the fourth verse of the second chapter? Amen. Was they already saved? Or when did they get saved? Amen. If they didn't get saved till the Holy Ghost come to them, amen, then we've got another crowd that they run right up on a flagpole. They're ignorance. They saying you got to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, talking tongues, to be saved. Amen. It seems like men go from one extreme to the other. Why don't they just believe the book? Amen. Just simply believe the book. Amen. Then he said, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. In verse 39 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Verse 40, we can't stop without reading that. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. That's what we have to do now, is save ourselves from this untoward generation. We've got the New Age movement, amen, that says that Christ is no longer the main purpose of salvation, and that you don't need Christ to be saved. You have sufficient in your own selves, and you are your own salvation. Amen. Hell is going to be full of those that reject Christ, because there's none one name under heaven's skies wherein a man can be saved. And the Holy Ghost is the agent that draws men and women to that. And the Holy Ghost is that which equips us to live, amen, to live, amen, that life victorious above and over sin in Jesus' name. Could we pray? Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to preach to your people, amen, that are afar off, those that are here close. And Lord, wherever they may receive it, in a foreign country, where they may receive it, Lord, as it's put out on disc and someone listens to the disc in the weeks that lie ahead. Lord, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, save men and women, amen, filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, let those lying spirits of preachers that is ignorant of the understand the Holy Ghost that stand in the pulpits of America and lie to the people because they have not the true spirit of anointing of God. God, let people be delivered from those lies and let them receive the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.